It's Tuesday, February 13th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and this is the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message. I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way, and that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LincolnKY.com. Kentucky water utilities would no longer be required to add or adjust fluoride in tap water supplies, a state requirement since the mid-20th century aimed at improving Kentuckians' dental health under a bill approved by a legislative committee Thursday. House Bill 141 is the latest effort by Representative Mark Hart, a Republican from Falmouth, to remove the state requirement for water utilities serving populations larger than 3,000 to add or adjust fluoride levels in drinking water systems to, quote, protect the dental health of the people served. Hart, a lawmaker since 2017, was the only sponsor of making drinking water fluoridation optional when he first filed such legislation in 2018. The bill has gained Republican co-sponsors as it's been filed several times over the past legislative sessions. The Covington Independent Public Schools Board of Education heard a pitch from Paxton Patterson Learning Systems at their meeting on Thursday. Paxton Patterson provides hands-on learning modules where students get introduced to various basic work tasks in various career fields, including agriculture, robotics, nursing, and other health sciences, as well as various manufacturing trades. The program would be primarily aimed at middle school students. Paxton Patterson quoted the startup price for the program at $110,685. The district staff said that the money to pay for the program would come from various funding sources within the budget. Many board members expressed support for such a program, at least in the abstract, but there were questions about the details. The board placed the choice of whether to buy and implement the programs on the regular agenda for their next meeting on February 21st. This means they will discuss the program more before casting a vote on whether or not to implement it. Lulu's Cafe, located in Alexandria's historic Spare Time Grill building, announced its impending closure. The reason for this closure is due to the owners needing to help a family member that's dealing with health issues, according to a Facebook post from the business's account. Lulu's Cafe is slated to close permanently on February 18th. Lulu's Cafe opened in February 2020, 1 month before the U.S. states started implementing lockdowns to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. The original Spare Time Grill opened in 1958 and is considered a landmark within the Alexandria community. The building is adorned with multiple neon signs and serves as a reminder of 1950s-style diners in the modern era. That's going to wrap us up here for Tuesday, February 13th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and I want to thank you for giving this Daily Headlines podcast a listen. I'll talk to you tomorrow.